his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. Good morning. It's certainly good to be in the number one more time. We just thank God for another day. It's a little foggy out this morning, a little damp, but we thank God that we're able to see the sunshine starting to peek up over the horizon in the east. And we just thank God that we still have the use and the activity of our limbs. He's the father of lies, and his end shall be in the lake of fire. So we serve a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we just thank God this morning for another opportunity to share his word, to get into the volume of the book that is written of the Lord Jesus, to share this is Jesus, the word. So let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, Father, we come right now with thanksgiving on our lips, Lord Jesus. We come with a grateful heart, Father, just realizing that you are in control of everything, Lord. We're not going to let anything the enemy comes at us with pull us down or cause us to be depressed or doubt or just throw in the towel, Lord. We're going to put our trust and our faith in you. We're leaning and depending on you because there is no other that we can put our trust in besides you, Lord God. And we know that you've never failed us yet. You always have been there to keep us and to protect us and to hold us up when the storms of life are raging. You're still right there with us, Lord. And we just thank you that you carry us in the times when we get too weary to walk. Lord, we just thank you right now for all that are under the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless them, Father God. Meet every need, Lord God. Make a way out of no way for those that are struggling with obstacles and circumstances and situations. Lord God, be that advocate. Lord, be an attorney for someone who has legal issues that they need to solve. Lord God, we thank you right now that we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. We're living for you, Lord, because you died for us. And we thank you this morning. All those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord, that may not know you, Lord Jesus, they just happen onto this radio broadcast. Lord God, penetrate their heart, Lord God. Draw them by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Save them this morning, Lord Jesus. Turn them to you. They've tried everything else. Turn them to you, Lord God. Father God, someone may be sick, Lord, this morning on their bed of affliction, body racking with pain. Lord, pour out your healing virtue right now, Lord God. We know that Jesus has more medicine in the hem of his garment than all the physicians in the land. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for being a good God and keeping us in our right mind, Lord God, that we have a reason about a strength in our bodies, Lord Jesus. We thank you that our heart is fixed on you and our mind is made up that we're going to serve you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you just bless the bereaved families on this morning, Lord God, all those that have lost loved ones. Lord God, give them peace and comfort, Lord, knowing that if they died in you, Lord Jesus, that they are with you. Father, we just thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord God, we thank you for this radio station, Lord God. We thank you for the owners. We thank you for the technician, the men and women who come through here and make it happen, Lord God, who keep this radio broadcast going. And Father God, we thank you for the men and women of God who preach and teach and minister. Lord, the psalmists and the hymns that are sung and the gospel songs that go forth in your name, Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to bless them and anoint them, God. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We're just so grateful to be here this morning. And thank God for his word. This instruction for us while we're here. And there's some times coming, y'all. And we're going to have to be grounded in our faith. We're going to have to be trusting the Lord. We're going to have to be dependent on the Lord. We're going to have to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to have to walk by the Spirit. And we can't fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but we're going to have to walk by the Spirit. We're going to have to be led by the Spirit. And the only way we can do that, if we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus and we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and we've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. The only way we're going to be able to grow in our spirit man, our spirit woman, we talked about this before, is to meditate, to study, to just eat this word. This is our spiritual food. This is our spiritual food. Just like you have natural food that you feed this earthen vessel for this assignment on this earth, we have this body, this earthen vessel, this clay body, this clay jar, and it has cracks and mars, but God still uses it for his purpose and his plan. And so we can't be consumed by the worldly things, the fleshly things. We have to put our affections, we have to put our hope, we have to be looking to the things in heaven. We have to put our things on, we have to put our mind on spiritual things. And so we have to eat this word. This is our spiritual food. We have to stay in prayer. That's communicating with the Lord Jesus, communicating with the Father, communicating with the Holy Spirit, communing with the Holy Spirit, spending time alone with the Holy Spirit in a place of solitude so you can hear. There's so much clutter. I've been asking the Lord just to remove the clutter, Lord, whatever you need to cut away, whatever you need to prune, whatever's not like you, so I can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, to the body of Christ, to the kingdom. What is the Holy Spirit saying? So when we have all these distractions around us, we can't hear. So we need to make time. Just like we make time for everything else, we need to make time to spend time with the Lord. So we can hear, so we can comprehend, so we can download what the Lord is saying to us, and we can be able to go forth. Because at the end of the day, it's all about souls. It's all about us telling somebody about Jesus, us pointing them to Jesus, because we can't save, we can't deliver, we can't heal, we can't set nobody free, but Jesus can. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can lead them to Jesus. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he is the life. There's no other way. So we need to get in his word, y'all. And this morning, we're looking at Romans 10 again. And I'm just working through. It's so much meat on this bone. And it's so rich. And I'm going to go back to 13, which I did last week. But I want to add that to 14 and 15. So we're looking at Romans 10, verse 13, 14, and 15, and I'm going to read it from the King James, and then I'm going to look at the Amplified. And it reads as thus: For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. And this is saying that for everyone, whosoever will. And we talked about that. God is no respecter of person. It don't make no difference what color you are, where you come from, what nationality you are. It makes no difference. If you call on the name of the Lord, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, we talked about that in the verses before. Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You receive him as your Lord. You confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ, huh? And you believe it in your heart, you shall be saved. And if you call on the Lord, you have to call on him. You have to call him. There's no other name whereby man might be saved, but at the name of Jesus. You call on him. You call on. He say, whosoever will. The Amplified say, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord. You coming under that Lordship. You recognizing and identifying that he is Lord. And you're saying that I want you to be the Lord over my life. Huh? You're the Lord. Take Lordship over my life. I know that you're the Lord. I know that you died for me and you were raised up on the third day. I know this. And I received this. Huh? And not only that, but you're still making intercession for me right now. When I come into the kingdom, when I receive you as my Lord, huh? Will be saved. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. But the thing about it is, and there's that conjunction, but how are people to call on him? Huh? They have not believed. How you gonna call on him and you've not believed him? You don't have faith in him. Huh? You haven't received him as your Lord. How are you going to call on him? You don't have a relationship with him when the trials and tribulations come. But not only that, when we have received him, when we are born again, we need to call on him. Don't just call on him when you're in trouble. But you need to call on him all the time. You need to have a relationship with him so he can know your voice because he's familiar with you. You're talking to him all the time. You fellowshipping with him, huh? You in a relationship with him. In whom they have not believed. You can't call on him if you haven't believed on him. And you haven't received him. And it says, in whom they have no faith. You haven't believed in him and you don't have no faith in him. So how you gonna call on him? You got to call on the name of the Lord. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and everything around us is failing, you can see it. But God is going to sustain his kingdom. He's going to sustain his body, huh? Because we're his body. He's the head, but we're the body. When you are born again believer, when you have received him as your Lord and Savior, but you must be born again. There's no way around it. Just like Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. There's no way around it. You can do good all you want to, but if you have not received him, believed him, confessed him, huh? And believed in your heart, in your spirit. That's the heart we're talking about. In your spirit, man. You got to believe it. And you got to have faith for it. You got to have, if you believe him, you got to have faith that his word is what he said it is, and he will do what he said he's going to do. All his promises are yea and amen. On whom they have no reliance. You're not relying on him because you don't believe in him. You don't have no faith in him. Where are you putting your trust, huh? You're not relying on him, and you're not trusting in him. What are you trusting in? What are you putting your trust in? And how are they to believe in him they have not adhered to? You ain't surrendered to him and you don't trust him. So how you gonna believe in him? And how you gonna call on him? You're not relying on him, huh? You're not relying upon him. You putting your trust in the world system and it's failing, it's crumbling all around us. Only what we do for Christ is gonna last. Only what we do for Christ is gonna last. My Lord, my Lord. And of whom they have never heard. You ain't even heard him. Because you don't believe him. You don't have faith in him. So you don't have an attentive ear to listen. You can't hear what the Spirit is saying to the Lord. Because to you is foolishness. So you don't have an ear to hear because you haven't believed. You haven't received him. It opens up your hearing. It opens up your mind. You can, for you to be able to receive. But it's foolishness to those that don't believe. It's foolishness. So you haven't even heard him because you haven't believed on him. You're not walking by faith. You must be born again. You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior to be able to hear, to be able to receive. If not, you just like the fools. You can't receive it. It's foolishness to you. It's foolishness to you. And how are they to hear without a preacher? There must be a man or woman of God to bring forth the word. We all have someone who's assigned to us. And even if you don't have a title, you just are a born-again believer. There are folk that are assigned to you for you to lead them to Jesus Christ for their souls to be saved. Because everyone can't reach everyone. There's some people that I can't reach. And there's some people that Pastor Dave can't reach. But there's some people that he can reach that I can't reach. And there's some people that I can reach that he can't reach. So and that's how it is. So if you're not hearing, if you haven't believed on him, you don't have faith in him, you haven't received him, you can't hear him. So you can't call on him. So it's like a chain reaction. You have to believe and have faith in him that he is who he say he is. And then you have to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Then when you walk in by faith and you can hear him. So therefore, I can call on him. Huh? I can call on him when I'm going through, or just call on him in worship. I can call on him in relationship. And I just want to spend time with him and be in his presence. I can call on the Lord. I can say, Lord, come into where I am, Lord. Come here, Lord. Fellowship with me, Lord. I just want to love on you, Lord. I just want to commune with your Holy Spirit. I just want to spend some time with you. Huh? I want to blow you a kiss, Lord. I love you. I need you. And I can't do nothing without you. I need your Spirit every day to lead me and guide me and to keep me, Lord. I need you to keep me, Lord. And that should be our prayer. But how? Without a preacher, without a man or woman of God that's full of the Holy Ghost, born again, and that's been sanctioned and ordained for such a time as this to bring the gospel forth. And like I say, you don't have to have a title to be a preacher. You just carrying the good news of the gospel. You can be a born-again believer, and signs and wonders going to follow you, huh? Because you can do some things. Just being a believer, but you have received him. You're filled with his Holy Spirit. So you're not working through your natural strength. You're working through the supernatural and the Holy Spirit. And so we have to tell him, y'all. We have to tell him about Jesus. We have to lead him to Jesus, because at the end of the day, it's all about souls. It's all about souls. And so how are we going to stand before God and give him an explanation of why we didn't lead the ones that he calls us to lead to him? Huh? Why didn't we finish our assignment? Huh? What did we do with the gifts and the talents he's given us and he's provided for us? Huh? What have we used the gifts for, the fruits of the Spirit? What have we used them for? Have we utilized them? Huh? Have we used them to upbuild the kingdom? To draw others to Christ? What are we doing with them? Are we building our own platforms? Are we building our own platforms and getting caught up in filthy lucre and just greed and all kind of stuff going on in the church, in the body of Christ, going on in the sanctuary, in the worship centers? What's going on in these places? Are we living holy? Are we sanctified, set apart for the work of the Lord? Are we doing what he's called us to do? Are we walking in his purpose and his plan for our lives? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Because if not, we're just wasting time. Because I don't want to hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. But Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I preach and teach and cast out devils, huh? And lay hands on the sick in your name, Lord?" No, you didn't know me. You had your own platform. You was doing it for your glory, huh? And you was taking my glory. You was building yourself up, lining your own pockets, huh? Look at me. Look at me. That's what you was doing. You weren't giving God no glory. You weren't building up the kingdom and building up people. You were robbing the people. No, I don't want that to be the charge against me. No, we need to ask the Lord, "What is your plan? What is your purpose for me? Why do you have me here, Lord? Who am I assigned to? Who am I assigned to?" Every morning when I get up, I ask the Holy Spirit, "What do you want me to do today, Holy Spirit? Your will be done. Who do you want me to minister to? Huh? How do God get the glory out of this day for the life that you blessed me to still have?" We're just vessels. These are earthen vessels. While we're here, we are to be used by the Lord and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us to who we need to minister to, who we need to lead to Christ, who we need to pray for, who we need to mentor, who we need to disciple. We need to ask these questions and lay it in his hands. That's a scary prayer. "Lord, not my will, but thy will." But that's what we need to do, to fully submit to him, to fully submit, to be in a relationship, because he is the head. We are the body. So we are following Christ. We are Christ followers. That's what a Christian is, Christ-like. Christ-like, we are disciples. We follow Christ, but we must be Christ-like. If somebody was looking at your life, could they see Christ? Huh? Could they see Christ? What do we subject the Holy Spirit to, if we have the Holy Spirit in us? What kind of things that we do that's not pleasing in the sight of God, that we subject the Holy Spirit to? "As it is written," how beautiful, but I'm getting ahead of myself. And how can we be expected to preach unless they have been sent? So that's the commission. You've been sent by God. You've been selected by God to preach, to do this work. It's not an easy work. And there's persecution. There's all kind of hardship, that there's warfare, all kind of spiritual warfare and demon activities. You fighting them principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, you know, of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. You going to be in some warfare. Now, it's not easy. It's not easy. And God never said it was going to be easy. But we have to be obedient. It's better than sacrifice. Obedience. Because if you be obedient and willing, you'll eat the good of the land. In other words, everything will be supplied for you. You won't want for nothing. And God got your back. So the devil is already defeated. He's going to come. Weapons are going to be formed, but they will not prosper against a child of God. If you are in Christ, the devil can't snatch you out of his hands. But you must be born again. Because the same God that fashioned the one who's making the weapons, who's forming the weapons, God fashioned him. So the same one who's making a weapon to come against you with, God made him too. So it's all in his hands. The whole world is in his hands. So we have hope, the hope of glory. We have hope. And because of the resurrection power that is in us when we're born again, We have the opportunity to speak life to some dead situations. Some things that died prematurely, we can speak to those things and speak life to them, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you say, you're creating, you're shaping your worlds. Because we know the worlds were formed by the words of God. God spoke. The only thing he took time and fashioned with his hands was man. And I mean mankind, man and woman. So we're special. We're creating his image and after his likeness. That's something serious right there, y'all. That's spectacular. Just think about that. That's why you must be born again, because when you're born again, now you're born of the Spirit, not of the Adamic nature, that sinful nature that we were born in, but you're born of the Spirit, huh? And now you're made in his image and after his likeness. You're created just like Jesus. You're created. You're a little Jesus running around here. But you must be born again, and you must walk in the Spirit, that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because it's not easy. Sin feel good. You enjoy it. When I was in sin and when I was in the world, it felt great. But it's going to take you farther than you want to go. It's going to cost you more than you want to spend. And the thing about it is, if you don't come in, if you don't repent and turn to the Lord and receive him as your Lord and Savior, it'll cost you eternity in hell. That's too much. That's too much. So you must be born again. You got to come in. How beautiful are the feet of those that carry this good news. How beautiful is your walk with Christ. That's what your feet represent, your walk with Christ. Huh? Your ministry, what he's giving you to do. How beautiful it will be. That means it's going to be fruitful if you're doing what he's called you to do. How beautiful are the feet? How beautiful is your walk with Christ? The ministry that he's given you, all the gifts that he's blessed you with. It's going to be fruitful. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to attract people. Huh? It's going to attract because the anointing attracts. When you are anointed, you're flowing in the will of God, in the purpose and the plan, and it attracts people because they're not attracted to you. They're attracted to the anointing, the Jesus in you. And that's how you're able to lead them to Christ, because you don't take that glory for yourself when they're drawn to you on your platform, but you build up Christ. Christ said, the Bible said, if Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I do the drawing, I add, huh? I bear the fruit if you do the work. I'll bear the fruit if you do the work. Lift me up. Lead them to me, huh? I'll bear the fruit. Yeah, I'll bring the increase. Christ, he adds to the church, to the body, huh? To the numbers, to the increase, what you need for the vision. God does that if you're obedient and willing. You do what you're supposed to do. Beautiful. How welcome is the coming of those that preach the good news. We are welcome when we're preaching the good news. What you saying? You coming with a bunch of foolish people don't want to hear you. They don't even want to see you. But when you coming with the good news, the gospel is going to draw them. The gospel is going to save them. It has the power to save man's soul. So keep trusting in the Lord. And you got to walk by faith. And you must be born again. But you can't call on him if you don't believe him. And you got to have faith in him. So walk by faith, y'all. Times are coming. Times are coming. We're going to have to walk by faith. We got to believe God, and not what we see, not what we hear, and not what we think. But we got to believe God, and he's going to do miracles. He's going to do miracles in our life. And so we just got to keep trusting in him. Until next time, keep loving on the Lord. We love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Keep walking by faith. Don't let nothing rattle you. Just keep walking by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry,